This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the first measure to be taken up on the Missouri Senate floor.
Senate Bill 19.
Thank you, Mr.
Senate Bill
President.
19 relates to what supporters call right to work. Senator Dan Brown of Rolla sponsors Senate Bill 19, which was first brought up on Monday afternoon. He says he believes right to work would have helped Missouri 25 years ago when several car manufacturers were looking for a home.
Therefore, they're in Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, states that are right to work.
During discussion, Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City told the sponsor he does not see how the plan would help.
The average worker who's non-unionized makes about $5,000 less in right-to-work states.
Senator Mike Cunningham of Rogersville says he favors the plan.
It's going to create jobs, create money, more building, more jobs. So what we've got to do for our schools and everybody else is get Missouri heading in the right direction.
But Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur calls the proposal a bad idea.
Will not be able to require payment of dues by members who seek to utilize them to help increase their wages, negotiate their benefits.
As Missouri senators continue to talk about this issue, the bill's sponsor pointed out why he was against a proposed amendment that would have allowed certain groups to be exempt from the plan.
Some of the states that do have the grandfathering clause, some of these contracts have been continued kind of indefinitely, and some contracts with an evergreen clause.
Senator Holzman says it's simple to explain why right to work will backfire.
It will disincentivize the shared burden that generates the protection that they receive in compensation and in work safety standards.
By a final vote of 21-12, Senate Bill 19 now goes to the Missouri House of Representatives for its consideration.
Senate Bill 46 enhances penalties for those who are convicted.
Additionally, the Missouri Senate Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence Committee met this week. The panel heard Senate Bill 46, which is sponsored by Senator Doug Libla of Poplar Bluff, and would increase penalties against those convicted of assault and manslaughter on law enforcement and emergency responders.
I remove the law enforcement officers and first responders from the definition of special victim.
During discussion, Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal of University City told the sponsor she believes there are pieces missing from his proposal.
There are several deaths while in police custody in rural areas throughout the state. And there are also some concerns about the reporting of excessive force.
No committee action has yet been taken on Senate Bill 46. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.